You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me is Miss Tanae.
Hey, hey.
We're here. Ronnie V might be here later on. We don't know, but we're going to get started.
Where's that tardy bell?
Oh, right here. I have okay. The tardy bell right here. So when she walks through the door, I'll hit the tardy bell. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving. I think I'm still a little lethargic.
Just a little?
I think so. I know for a fact that I ate entirely too much.
Well, I mean, that's not unusual for
you. Watch your mouth.
It's not.
Watch your mouth.
I mean, we're around family. There's food.
Watch your mouth.
I mean, I had at least 2 to-go plates from each house I went
to. Well, you ate 2 here.
I don't recall.
2 plates. And then you took 2
I could not have my macaroni
with you
and cheese
when you left,
touching
actually.
My chitterlings.
Okay.
That is why I had 2 plates.
Well, we hope that you guys had a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. Hope you ate lots of good old food. A lot of stuff is happening. Our hearts and prayers are with the tornado victims. You know, there was a really big tornado in Alabama. I think it killed a couple of people. And then the wildfires in Tennessee.
I did not hear about the wildfire.
Yeah, it almost, I think it killed like 2 or 3 people. Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, was burning out of control. It almost destroyed Dollywood. Yes, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I can't destroy Dollywood.
It almost destroyed Dollywood, but it did not. So, but a lot of people lost their homes. You know, it's sad. You know, it's just sad. So our hearts and our prayers are with the victims of the wildfires and tornadoes. Mm-hmm. All things Trump, you know me.
Yes.
You know me and Trump. You know, here's what we really do need to really keep up on this stuff. We really do, because with all of this stuff happening and, you know, we really need to keep an eye out on what's going on, especially now.
You know what? I'm already stressed at work, at home. I don't need to be stressed about Donald Trump. He's not even in the office yet, excuse me. And he's already making people sleep with one eye open.
Well, don't be stressed about it, but be informed so that you're not caught off guard. That's me. And, you know, and
I already have been. He won the presidency.
Well, that's true. That's true. But, you know, now he's in the process of selecting his cabinet members, you know, secretary of this, secretary of that. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Ben Carson was asked at the beginning to join his cabinet, but Ben Carson declined. And the reason which was totally off to me was that he said that he wasn't qualified for any cabinet position. So I thought, hold on.
How humble of him.
But not only how humble of him, but weren't you running for president of the United States?
Yes, again, how humble of him.
I mean, like, well, Donald Trump wasn't qualified either, but, you know, but I'm just like, really, Ben? You're not qualified to be secretary of whatever, but you're qualified to be president? Yeah, I don't know. Well, here's the thing. He has changed his mind. And he has been appointed as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, otherwise known as HUD.
Say what?
Ben Carson will be the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. HUD, yes. Now, HUD, I was thinking like HUD, okay. HUD oversees home ownership. Mm-hmm. Low-income housing assistance, mm-hmm. fair housing laws,
yeah.
Homelessness.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Aid for distressed neighborhoods, and housing development.
I knew that. Mm.
So, yes, Ben Carson will now be running.
Is this the one who was the surgeon?
Yes, he was the surgeon. Yes, he was. Yeah. Mm. Another cabinet member, a potential cabinet member is Rudy Giuliani. You know, he was the former mayor of New York City. Mm-hmm. He was a huge Trump supporter from the beginning. And at first, he was looked at for Secretary of State and then as Attorney General. But now you remember the name Mitt Romney?
Yes.
Mitt Romney, who was the former governor of Massachusetts, who was a huge opponent of Trump, calling him like a fraud. Remember, he said like Trump was a fraud.
Mm-hmm. What are they? Let me guess. They're best friends now.
Well, he is seriously, Trump has met with this man, I think, 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
He is seriously being considered for Secretary of State, which is what Hillary Clinton used to be.
I don't know how to feel about that. I want to know what his intentions are.
Well, I think, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we are not political commentators. We are not political experts here on the show.
Speak for yourself, honey.
And I'm speaking for you, too, because you're not a political commentator either. But I actually think that Mitt Romney would be a good Secretary of State. A lot of people are saying not Giuliani, because Giuliani is like, he was a mayor of, New York. So that's something, but.
Something to who?
Yeah, but here's the thing. A lot of people in Trump's camp are saying no because Mitt Romney was such a huge opponent of his. Mm-hmm. So they're saying like he won't be loyal, he won't be loyal to Trump.
Well, you know what? I just think me looking at it from the outside in, I wasn't at that luncheon, but I can just only imagine the conversation.
Yeah.
It's like, here you are meeting with someone who was seriously against you.
Yeah.
And then to even have that person sit down with you, what did you do to get him at that table?
But here's the thing that I think about. Isn't it big of Trump, for lack of a better word?
He needs everybody to come together.
Well, that's it. Isn't it big of him to put that stuff aside and say, look, we may have had our differences in the past, but I think that, you would be a great fit, for this position. I personally think it's very big of him.
I think of Trump as the father, or even the guy who takes your teddy bear, and then turn around and give you some candy for it. It's like rip your Band-Aid off, mm-hmm, and then put it back on.
Yeah. His campaign manager, Carrie Ann Conway, I think it was Carrie Ann Conway, she's really against Romney. I mean, like, she went on some show and was talking about him, and Trump got mad at her and something, I wonder what she's going to be in his administration. I'm not sure. But Nikki Haley, who is the governor of South Carolina, she has been picked for UN ambassador. Now, if you remember Nikki Haley, she was the governor that ordered the Confederate flag to be removed from the state capitol in, mm-hmm, South Carolina. Remember her? She said, take it down. If it's making our African-American citizens uncomfortable, then we need to take that flag down. So, we like her. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't he against, what do you call it? I guess like burning the flag and.
Yes, he is. I've read that he has suggested jail time.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people are saying is against. Yeah. Which a lot of people, to be honest with you, I don't understand why people want to burn the flag either. I mean.
But that's their choice.
Yeah, you have a right to do it. But I don't understand why. I don't think people should be jailed for it. But I don't get, if you're so against this country, then go and move somewhere else.
Nobody else wants us. We are lazy.
Canada obese. Wants us. Canada wants us. But anyway, Nikki Haley is the UN ambassador, and she is the daughter of immigrants. Her parents are from India. So I think what he's doing is, he's assembling a diverse,
getting all the crayons,
team, which I think, he should be commended for that. Remember, she was not a Trump supporter at first. She was not a Trump supporter. And again, I think him reaching out to people, putting all that stuff in the past, I think it's good, of him to do that. One particular appointee has a lot of people nervous. And that is a person, this guy's name is Steve Bannon. And he was appointed as Trump's senior advisor.
Now, I am not familiar with him.
Well, he is the head of an alt-right website called Breitbart. Okay. Now, that word alt-right, you'll hear that a lot now because it's controversial, because a lot of people are saying it really means white supremacy. So this Breitbart website, people are saying alt-right just means like ultra conservative. But a lot of people, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of people say, you know, that it's just not, you know, ultra conservative. It's, you know, downright racist. I mean, they are downright like a white supremacy group of people. And so, you know, they call them misogynistic. You know, they say that they talk bad about women, you know, which is kind of up Trump's alley. You know,
I think it says, what's the problem?
Well, but Steve Bannon is now senior advisor to him. I mean, this is the guy that's in his ear. So if you're saying that he's a racist,
it's almost like a demon whispering to the devil. I mean,
what? A demon whispering to the devil.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know Steve Bannon, you know, but this is kind of scary.
But do you really think that we can be scared either further than we are? I mean, honestly, I mean, sit here and think. We all didn't think that Trump would get to where he is. Here he is. We didn't think that people would really go for what he stood for. They stood up high and proud. And now he has someone who is almost similar, if not exactly the same as him, as his senior advisor. I mean, I'm all out of gasp right now. I don't have no more gas to give you to gasp. I mean, my eyes are permanently stuck like this. I don't think there's too much else that can scare me or surprise me or shock me at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to agree with you there. I don't think that that I'm surprised. Again, you know, I'm not surprised, but I do think that we need to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely need to be aware of what's going on with him. I mean, it's a lot of controversy.
Yes. And you know, I always wanted to say this. I don't know if it's is appropriate or not, but a lot of people I've been seeing talk about how they were excited that Trump had won. A lot of people of color were saying that, and now we can finally band together. But if we couldn't do it with Obama in the office, why can we do it without him? You get what I'm saying? Like, we had a strong African-American male leader. And now all the African-American people, the ones that are on my Facebook, are basically saying that, you know, I'm glad that Hillary lost. Now we can finally band together and stop depending on people. Okay, but what were you doing then?
Right.
So don't try to, I don't know if they're trying to cope with what happened. They're trying to, I don't know, throw a blind eye to it.
Right.
But, I mean, you couldn't do it before. So now what makes it any different? We had that example in the office.
Right.
We had that example in the White House.
Right.
And we chose to do what? Think he's just going to be for us?
Well, see, we've said that on the show a lot of times, that people honestly thought, I think, that Barack Obama was going to only be the president of black people. And because I keep hearing this thing, especially on social media, with people saying, what has he done for black people? Well, what was he supposed to do? Only black people can do this. Only black people can, like, what was he supposed to do only for black people?
Move us up in our jobs, our houses.
How?
Give us degrees. You know?
Right, exactly, exactly. Things that you know.
We should go out and get
exactly.
Ourselves. We were supposed to be coddled. We were supposed to get that silver spoon now in our mouth. Shoot, down our throat, supposedly.
I don't know. It's just weird to me that I hear people say that the president of the United States cannot be the president for just one class of people. which is what people are afraid about Trump.
Yeah.
That he's only going to be the president for, you know, one class of people. It's the same thing that they were afraid about, you know, Obama on. Yeah. But the president can't do that. You cannot just be the president for one group of people. You just can't do it. We're going to take our first break. We'll be right back in just a moment. You are listening to This Is How We See It. Thanks for coming back with us, continuing our conversation Donald Trump. Today told me to ring the tardy bell when Ronnie V came in, so we are ringing the tardy bell. We are continuing our discussion about about Trump and alt-right, all of this stuff that I keep hearing, you know, I, again, I'm not a political, you know, expert. I don't know. But one thing that I do know for sure is happening is that we are definitely seeing overt acts of racism since Trump has been elected. And in his 60 Minutes interview, as we talked about week before last, he told people to stop acts of racism in his name and that he was not about that. Remember, I don't know if you guys saw it, but the commentator was saying to him, you know, what do you say to people that's vandalizing and using racist terms? And he was like, you know, that's not me. You know, I'm not about that. People are saying that, you know, he ran his campaign catering to racist people and that, you know, all that anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim talk was the reason he won. So now, you know, people are saying it's kind of, you know, you were talking the racist stuff, you know, now you're president. Now you don't want, you know, hey, don't talk like that. Don't do that. But, you know, a lot of people saying that he's like the cause of it, you know. I came across this video, and it's a video of a group called the National Policy Institute, and they had a conference in D.C. And in this conference, they were, like, throwing up, like, Hitler signs and stuff. Mm. And a guy named Richard Spencer is the head of this group, and I want to play it just goes to show you how – and I'm not saying that it's, you know – I think it's partly Trump's fault.
Just play a video.
I think it's Trumply.
Let them hear.
Trumply. Partly Trump's fault, but, you know.
There could be a word now, Trumply.
So here we go.
Hail Trump. Hail our people. Hail victory.
Hail our people. Hail Trump. You know, they used to say, hot hail Hitler. So now they're kind of comparing Trump to Hitler.
No one will honor us for losing gracefully. No one mourns the great crimes committed against us. For us, it is conquer or die. The mainstream media, or perhaps we should refer to them in the original German, Lügenpresse. It's not just that they are leftists and cucks. It's not just that many are genuinely stupid. Indeed, one wonders if these people are people at all. Or instead, soulless golem, animated by some dark power to repeat whatever talking point John Oliver stated the night before. To be white is to be a striver, a crusader, an explorer, and a conqueror. We build. We produce, we go upward. And we recognize the central lie of American race relations. We don't exploit other groups. We don't gain anything from their presence. They need us and not the other way around. Within the very blood in our veins, as children of the sun, lies the potential for greatness. That is the great struggle we are called to. We are not meant to live in shame and weakness and disgrace. We were not meant to beg for moral validation from some of the most despicable creatures to ever populate the planet. We were meant to overcome all of it, because that is natural and normal for us. The press has clearly decided to double down and wage war against the legitimacy of Trump and the continued existence of white America. But they are really opening up the door for us. America was, until this past generation, a white country designed for ourselves and our posterity. It is our creation. It is our inheritance. And it belongs to us.
So that's the video. That is the video of this group. And you hear Hail Trump. Like, you know, they used to say Hail Hitler. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's like people, it's like they think, I don't know, it's like Trump has become the racist people's, you know, like, hero. Mm-hmm. Which is odd because we've always had white presidents. I mean, it's not like Trump is our first white president.
Yeah, but none have talked the way he has talked he was running.
That's it. And this stuff like this is scary. I was reading something the other day, and it said that gun ownership among blacks have skyrocketed since Trump has become president. That, you know, black people, you know, already own a gun, but mm-hmm. black people are really getting firearms. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can see, and I don't know if you guys have been on Facebook, but these the guy that pulled up beside an Indian guy and just let loose on this guy simply because he was Indian. Mm. I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't know if, you know, I've heard people say there might be a civil war, you know, in this country. I don't know. I hope it doesn't get to that, but it's like racist people are emboldened. I mean, they are like coming out. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm taking off my hood. I don't care. Trump is president. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm going to do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And it's, I was reading something today about this white guy. Just kept hitting a Latino man in the back of his head with his fist and saying, yeah, Trump is going to get you. Trump is going to get you.
And I think a lot of people is just using that as an excuse, you know, to do the things that they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like Trump, like he said, he's not standing behind these actions and he's not promoting it. I mean, yes, yeah, the way that he ran at a point, you know, would make them think that he would agree with them, but still, they're acting on their own.
They are acting on their own. Nobody, you know, nobody's forcing y'all to do this.
These people, I agree, Ronnie B. They do not have Trump standing. They don't have him standing behind them. He's in front leading them.
I don't know. You know, some people are saying Trump is racist. I don't know.
You know, I believe he had to say some things to get some people vote.
That's what I think.
Because Trump was a Democrat.
That's what I truly, but I honestly think that.
It's something that, you know what, Bill did something to him, and we just don't know it. And that's why he changed.
You think Bill Clinton did something
Bill
to Trump?
Bill did something to Trump.
Mm-hmm. Slept with Melania or somebody else.
Well, no, he'd be mad at everybody then. That was the case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But no, Bill did something.
I don't think Bill did anything. I mean, people change parties all the time. I mean, you know, I don't think Bill, you know, necessarily did anything to him. But, you know, it's just, I don't think that, you know, we all know that racism has always been here. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. that's not, you know, no shock there. But the way that it's coming out now, is people think that they have a free card now, you know, and I just got to say, you know, this isn't the America of the 1950s and 60s. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, this generation is not going to stand for, disrespect and, you know, beat or whatever that used to happen back in the 60s. People aren't going to stand for that stuff now. Yeah. And I'm just afraid that, you know, something's going to boil over. You know, I'm just afraid that, you know, you're going to come, you know, and try, you know, some young black boy and, you know, they're different now, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 45 years old and, you know, they're different now. Excuse me, Tanae, you laughed?
More like a snicker.
Snicker because I said I was 45?
No, I think it's great. I mean, I would like for you to be truthful and honest.
I am truthful.
But I mean, hey, you know.
I am 45 years old. Why would I lie?
You're 45 and I'm...
And you're what?
18.
Okay, well, you might act 18, but...
you may wish to be 45. You're not.
Oh, I am 45. Mm-hmm. I'll be 46 next year. But anyway, but, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, I just hope that, you know, he can, you know, he did some type of deal in Indiana. There was some type of Carrier plant, you know, Carrier makes like air conditioning units and stuff. Mm-hmm. And he struck some type of, they were getting ready to send about a thousand jobs to Mexico. And he did something and they kept the jobs there, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know, he's, people are kind of praising him about that, you know, because he's, you know, he was able to do that. And people are saying that that's the kind of stuff that he can bring, you know, to America is, you know, because of his business, you know, experience and stuff. I think the president's going to have to have more than business experience. Mm-hmm. You know, you need some foreign policy experience. You need some government experience. But, you know. I don't know. We were talking before you got here, Ronnie V, about his cabinet and how, you know, Ben Carson is now the Secretary of HUD. Mm-hmm. Nikki, what did I say her name? Nikki Haley, who's the governor of South Carolina. She's the daughter of Indian immigrants. She's now the UN ambassador. So he's trying, you know, to kind of assemble a diverse team, which I think kind of might show, you know, that he, you know, he might be really trying to, you know,
be a butthole.
Right, right. So, you know, we'll be back in just a moment. Stay right with us. Hey, thanks for coming back with us, talking about Trump's transition team and who he's appointing to what post. Here's a question. After what we just saw, I had this conversation with someone, and I want to get your opinion on it. Is it wrong for white people to be proud to be white?
No.
Do you think that it's wrong for white people to be proud to be white?
No, what's the difference than us being proud to be black? Why is it wrong for them proud to be white?
Yeah, any problem with, you know, being proud of who you are, your heritage, where you came from.
But to feel like, now, it's a difference between being proud of being white and then you feeling like you're superior to everyone.
Absolutely.
So, you know, so yeah, you know, I don't have a problem with them being proud.
Look
but
at you.
Don't think you the shiznick, you know.
That's what I say. I don't think that it's anything. If I can be proud to be black, then because here's the thing. We can't change it. You know, we can't change who we are. We can't change being black. You can't change being white. So you might as well.
Little Cam.
So you might as well to be proud. She said Lil' Kim because, you know, people are saying that Lil' Kim wants to be.
Yeah, I'm just so disappointed in her.
Well, so, and exactly what you said, Ronnie B, the problem, there's a difference between being proud to be white and white supremacy. Mm-hmm. If you, here's the thing, if you have to hate me and discriminate against me in order for you to be proud, then that's not real pride at all.
Exactly.
Because me being proud is not predicated on anyone else. I'm proud because I'm just proud of me.
Yeah.
Who I am and who I've become. You know, but if you have to be proud by putting me down, see, that's the difference. Mm-hmm. That's the difference by feeling that you are superior because of your skin color. Mm-hmm. You know, because there are some racist black people too. It's not just always white people that are racist.
Yeah.
There are some racist black people. But that's the thing. I don't, because I, you know, I hear a lot on social media. It's almost like that people, you know, if a white person says something about being proud or something, you know, automatically they say racism.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you're a racist. Oh, you know. But I don't believe that to be true all the time. I think that people are just, look, be proud.
Exactly.
Be proud of who you are, but do not think that you are superior, and also do not think that you are inferior.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, to someone because of your race. You know, so I think that, you know, we need to keep that, you know, in mind. You know,
proud and superior.
Right. That's two different things.
Yes.
Being proud to be white or being proud to be whatever you are, but thinking you are better than somebody else because of your skin color. Those are two totally separate things.
Exactly.
You know, Jill Stein, who was the presidential nominee for the Green Party, you know, not too many people hear about the Green Party anymore. She has raised millions of dollars for a vote recount in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. She says that she is doing this because, remember when Russia admitted that they were in talks with Trump's camp during the campaign? Mm-hmm. She's scared that Russia may have hacked into voting, you know, to the system and rig the system for Trump. And so what she's doing is she wants a recount of the ballots in those three they call swing states. She wants a recount, you know, because of that. What do you guys, do we at this time, do we just need to leave it alone?
Yeah, at this point. You know, At this point, why not?
Do we need to just leave it alone and say, look, he won?
That one woman on Facebook said that she had voted for Hillary and that her ballot, when she went to go check out, said Trump. So I don't know. But millions of dollars? I mean, what if we found out he did still win? You know, that's like money wasted. And I could have benefited from that.
But how are you going to benefit from it? But what if we found out that it was a Russian hack?
I am going to walk up in my workplace, my home, the streets, every grocery stores, and just be shouting.
You're going to be shouting? What are you going to be shouting?
Ooh, here I am. I think I'm going to sound just like that, like a wild banshee.
I would imagine that if they did found some type of voting discrepancy or something, I would imagine, I wonder if we would have a whole new election. Or would Mike Pence just automatic? No, I think it would probably disqualify all of them, I would say. You know, or I wonder
whether they was found.
Right. If they found that Russia did hack into the system and rig the election for Trump.
Oh, probably so.
You know, I wonder if that would make Hillary automatically the winner. I don't know.
It wouldn't be that easy.
I don't know about that. You know, but, you know, at this point, you know.
Yeah, but why are people making a fuss about wanting to recount the votes when the governor wanted to have the votes recounted?
Yeah, but he's losing. Do you know now? Now, at first, before he was he had been beaten by a little over 5,000. Now it's almost 10,000.
See, that's what he gets.
Now, you know that if it's above 10,000, he can't contest. He's contesting because it was less than 10,000. Mm-hmm. So if it's found out that Roy Cooper beat him by more than 10,000 votes, McCrory cannot contest it anymore.
And it was over 10,000.
It was 9,000 something the last I heard.
You see how things don't work in your favor. You want to get these votes recounted, and you end up being embarrassed. You thought it was 5. Here it is 9.
See, and what I think about what happened there is that McCrory thought he was trying to ride the Trump train, mm-hmm. is what I think happened. And I think that, you know, he was, you know, kind of banking on, oh, well, you know, if Trump gets it, you know, well, I'm definitely going to get it. Mm-hmm. And no, that's not what happened. That's not what happened here at all. Uh-uh. We're talking about the North Carolina governor's race, ladies and gentlemen. It's still Pat McCrory, who is the current Republican governor, was beat by, what's his name? Oh my God, what's his name? I totally blanked. He's the attorney general. Y'all can't. I'm sorry, y'all. I can't think of the man's name right now. But he beat Pat McCrory. At first, it was a little over 5,000. McCrory sued for a recount. And now that they're, you know, the numbers are finally, the totals are finally coming in, it looks like that he's trailing. Oh my God, this is terrible. Attorney General Roy Cooper. Duh. looks like Roy Cooper is over 9,000 that he is, you know, votes now. So, you know, I don't know. I think that at this point in time, I think we just need to leave it alone. You know, I think we need to just,
you never know.
Well, I think we just need to, you know, he's the president, you know, and I think we just need to move on.
Too calm about this. You know,
what can he do about it?
Well, right.
We've done our part.
Right. I mean, right. Cause I did not vote for Trump. Everybody knows I didn't vote for him, and I still don't think that he would have been a better president than Hillary would have been. You know, both of them, Hillary is no angel, you know, but to me, emails, which is the only thing that you had against her, was just not enough, you know?
Exactly.
Because she used a personal, okay, you know, should that have been enough for her to lose the presidency? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. You know, I like to read my newspapers, and you know, I love the when people write in to the newspapers. And one article says, "Working together will bring us together." Regarding the Donald Trump victory, I have no sense where this turbulent wind is blowing. It certainly has increased in swings of direction lately. I anticipate gusts, storms, hurricanes, and peaceful breezes, and hope for the latter. Perhaps from the pit we are in, we can realize that we are all in this together. We can begin to listen to the voices of others and then, just maybe, have a conversation on our commonalities. Perhaps we will end up with two parties swirling close around the flagpole, first one way and then the other, but close to the pole. Let's not have the red birds and bluebirds flying south in opposite seasons. May we remember that in spite of what we differ on, we have more in common as Americans, and that should propel us from our history to our future. So basically what this person is saying is Democrats, Republicans, work together and run this country. Because, you know, they really, under Obama, they really didn't get anything done because they blocked everything he tried to do. Like everything he wanted to do, they blocked. And so, you know, it's kind of time now. I know Nancy Pelosi, who is the leader of the Democratic Party right now, there's another guy running against her. He wants to be the leader of the Democratic Party in the House. Mm-hmm. And he's a young guy, and people are saying that the old regime needs to kind of sit down and let the young people kind of take over now, because it's a different world. It's a different world.
I just want to know
where you come from.
Why couldn't we have all been all kumbaya when Obama was president?
Well, that's true. You mentioned that earlier. You mentioned that earlier.
Kumbaya, because Trump is in. You know why? We could all work together, blues and reds, could have mixed up in purples.
Well, no, because they refused to work with Obama.
So now we're supposed to work with Trump?
The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, on the first day he was elected Speaker of the House, said, I watched him on TV say, I will not work with this man. That is what he said on his first day.
Where is he at now?
Well, he's not the Speaker of the House anymore. I think he's retired. He's retired from Congress now. But we do need to work together. And Trump is going to need, you know, come on. Whether you hate it or not, he's president, and he's going to need a lot of help.
Yeah, but some, you know, we can't offer all types of help.
What do you mean we can't offer all types of help?
Help need to be done professionally, too.
Don't talk about our president like that.
I mean, seriously. I mean, we really do. We need to stop. I think we need to stop fighting, and we need to, you know, because he don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, and stop spreading these rumors around.
Like what rumors is this?
It was a song.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Stop spreading the rumors around.
What do you know about that song? You weren't even born when that song came on. That song came out in the early 90s, didn't it? Look at all these rumors. Something. Yeah.
Y'all don't remember who sung it.
It was a group. It was a group. Who was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And no, you remember we had a talk about Barron, his son. Mm-hmm. How a lot of people said that he was kind of weird.
Talking about Donald Trump's son.
Yeah, Barron, the youngest one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're saying that he might be autistic.
Well, you know, this woman on TV said that
Donald
Trump is a lot of flapping of his
hands. Well, a lot of people are saying this woman saw him, because you remember how I was talking about how he just kind of stares off in space. This woman says that his behavior was what her son had.
We're talking about Trump or the son?
Trump.
Oh, yeah.
No, the son, Barron.
Oh, okay.
The Barron. That he had that same kind of behavior, and he was diagnosed with autism. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm wondering, you know, if that could explain, you know, sort of his odd behavior.
Who's Dump?
Barron, the son.
Who's Dump?
Donald Dump. Oh, that's funny. But yeah. And if he does have, but you know, a lot of people were really bullying him online about that, calling him stupid. You know, like one guy was like, stop all that effing blinking. You know, blinky, but that's but
that's not nice.
But that's really like what autism kids do. They don't like to be touched. And if you remember, Trump touched them and he kind of wiggled away. They don't like to be touched.
He might just don't like his own dad.
That is common.
I mean,
that's not true. That's not true.
The daughter did too.
Which one?
Go to break and I'll tell you.
We'll be right back in a moment. Stay right with us. Don't listen to a word Tanae says. Back in a moment. Back. Thanks for coming back with us. Before we went to break, we were talking about Barron Trump, and people are saying that he did display some odd behavior, you know, on the campaign trail, especially like when they were on the stage on the night Donald won. And a lot of people are saying that it could be due to, you know, autism, and that, you know, he shouldn't be bullied. I think that's the reason why Melania said she wants to stop online bullying.
Yeah.
Because her son was bullied online.
And I'm behind her 100%, yeah. Like, period. Like, I read something on Facebook earlier. Method Man, you know, the rapper, someone had posted a picture of his wife. And
I didn't even know he was married.
Yeah. He's been with his high school sweetheart.
Oh, really?
From the beginning. And she's been battling cancer for the past 5 years. And he asked the person, you know, if you have any decency, if, you know, if you're human, would you please, you know, take it off? He said, you know, I've never put my life in the public eye. Like, he's never, like, Instagram and post stuff like that.
Yes, because, like I said, I didn't know he was married.
So he was like, you know, for someone to do that, you know, he just felt like it was very disrespectful. But he didn't even get belligerent about it until it was like at the point where the person wasn't going to take it down, and he was
okay,
just
so,
like, I'm
so,
going.
So let me get this. Somebody took a picture of her.
Somebody like posted, like, I have the only picture of, like, his wife. And, like, cause, you know, like I say, he never posted any pictures and stuff like that. And he's not an Instagram freak.
Was he,
and stuff
was
like
it
that.
A friend of theirs? Was it a close friend of the family?
I don't know who the guy was.
And what was the wife doing?
I don't know, but I'm
does
thinking,
it show her sick?
No, I didn't see the picture. Oh, like I tried okay. to I tried to click on it, but I couldn't see her picture. But I'm thinking that's what it is, because, you know, they was talking about how she had been battling cancer for 5 years. So I think it was a picture, you know, showing her like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, he was just very you know, at first he was like begging them, like, you know, I don't, you know, I'm not that type of person. My family is private, this and that. And he asked them to take it down, and they didn't. So he was even asking, like, his followers and stuff, you know, if anybody know this guy, you know. And everybody was, like, kind of felt bad for him because, you know, like you say, he's not a Kanye and a Beyonce, like, put their life out there for someone to do that to him.
Wow. You know, some people nowadays, to become famous, will do anything.
Yep. Sell their soul to the devil.
Yeah, I mean, they will do anything to become famous or to get that picture, to try to get it sold. Even though Method Man is not a big star, that anybody will probably buy a picture of him. But why even put that on Facebook?
And that's his whole point. Like, I don't put myself out there like that, or my family for that matter. So why would you do this?
Wow. Because, you know, if he, you know, he could probably get Facebook to take it down. You know, if he you know, wrote in or had somebody from his camp kind of contact them and say, hey, look, you know, this is tasteless, you know, this is a private matter. He might even be able to get them to take it down. You know, that's just sad. It's really sad. Speaking of rappers. What is up with your boy Kanye West?
Yeezy.
Okay, what is up with this lunatic?
Okay, everyone, listen up. It's just one simple thing, one word, four syllables. Kardashian. Bam. I just curious.
How are you going to blame the Kanye was crazy before he met Kim Kardashian.
He was crazy, but he was tolerable. He was never admitted anywhere for that craziness. Some people even saw it as being artistic, creative, just.
I knew he was crazy when he went up there on Taylor Swift and took that mic from Taylor Swift.
Well, you know what?
I knew
Beyonce
he was crazy.
Should have won video.
Well,
of
she
the
didn't.
Year, okay?
She didn't. She did not win. Taylor Swift won.
And we don't know. Beyonce could have been. Her lips could have been.
Beyonce
in
said,
his ear.
Don't do that to me.
She
you
smiled.
Ain't. You ain't. You are not defending me.
She said.
Now she was like, no, I don't. I didn't ask you to do that. I knew Kanye West was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs when he went and did that. So anyway, he goes off on this rant on Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I mean, can I at least explain my theory?
Explain your theory.
Okay, so my theory is, you see how Scott with Courtney, you know, all them little things, Scott been going through, what did he want to be called? What?
Lord
Scott. Mm-hmm. Lord Dixon.
Lord Disick.
Disick, mm-hmm. Yeah. See, lost his mind right there. But he found it, right? Never was admitted. Just a little cuckoo. All the men that Chloe has dated.
Chloe didn't date Scott.
I know she didn't date Scott, but the one she dated, they didn't let her go. Why? Because they don't got time for that. They want to be sane. Now, you know, Tyga dating, well, she's not really a Kardashian, she's a Jenner, but hey, Kris Kardashian should have made Bruce be Caitlyn.
Bruce was Caitlyn before
she
he met.
She sped up that process
Bruce
for
him.
Bruce
was Caitlyn before he met.
Bruce called me and said, "Today, oh my God, I got to be Caitlyn today." Kris, Bruce, Kris, I got to go. That's what happened.
Don't even try it.
And
don't
then you see
try.
How, you know, when you marry a Kardashian, your mind goes crazy. Lamar Odom found in a brothel.
A brothel.
Brothel, ring the bell. It don't matter. He was found with hoe cakes.
Why is he crazy? Because he was found in a brothel.
I'm just saying,
he obviously wanted
mind.
To go to a brothel.
He was dating the biggest brothel there was. Okay, he already was in a family full of brothels, so he didn't need to go elsewhere for
You're
it.
You're a hater.
I'm not.
You are a Kardashian
you are Kanye
hater.
Kanye West, the married Kim Kardashian. See, oh my God! Yay! Bible. I didn't know. We didn't know the vacay. That's what she said to him. And he, you know what? That's my theory.
Okay. Well, it's a silly theory.
It's accurate.
It's a silly theory.
Everyone listening right now, please let me know on This Is How We See It at gmail.com. You think I'm right?
Okay.
I'm all that right. confident.
Okay. So I was trying to get somebody to side word.
Okay. Well, there was something to do with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Boonsie, what Boonsie done do?
I don't know. He kept saying, "Jay-Z, be a man and call me. Be a man." First of all, if it was not for Jay-Z, you would not be where you are. Because nobody was giving him. He was writing. I think he was doing beats or something for writers. And no one would give him a record deal except Rockefeller. I don't know if y'all know that little history.
That collab, well, look, I like look, that
he
collab.
Know he know a little something on hip hop.
I knew this. I knew that Jay-Z gave him his first shot, and of course, it turned out to be, you know, a good one because he was a multi-million selling artist. But there was something going on with him and Beyonce. He stopped like the concert and like walked off the stage or something. I believe it was told people he'd give them their money back. And had to be committed.
Wait a minute. I was there at that concert.
You were not there.
And you just lied for no reason at all.
Front row seats. $600.
Yeah, you were in the front row watching it on TV or watching it on
Kanye,
your
Yeezy,
computer.
Yay, I want my money back.
But had to be committed. Had to go to a psychiatric hospital.
That's his vacay from Kim. Y'all keep feeding.
You want a vacay from Kim? Go to Tahiti.
Why is she gonna be there?
Slip off. No,
yay.
No, slip off.
Bible. I need some money.
I'm going to the store. But actually, when you get in that Uber, take me to the airport to my private plane, and I'm gonna get on it, and I'm going to Tahiti.
Okay. You think it's that simple?
No, I'm telling you, I think that ever since his mother passed, he's really kind of been out there.
He was out there before her.
Well, but you didn't see it, though, because that mother kind of reeled him in. Donda. Wasn't her name Donda? Donda West, I think her name was. So, I mean, we need to figure out what it was, you know, with Jay-Z. And we need to find out what that beef is. Between him and Jay-Z and Beyonce.
You know, not that I talk to Jay anymore, but I heard that the beef was
whatever.
She's talking about Jay down the street.
Yeah, she's talking about my son.
Right.
You know, right, but I did hear that it was over because they didn't stop by his house. You know, B and Jay didn't stop by K and K's house. KK house. They see how they would do it after they were robbed in Paris.
Oh, are you serious or you're?
No, I'm serious. That's what I read. I read that that's the reason why he said, you know, you could at least came by the house to check up on me. You didn't check up on my wife. You didn't call. No, he did call. He just called, but he didn't come by the house. Then, you know, Kanye already has some, you know, some hidden feelings about them anyway. And he started to talk about how our kids didn't even play together. You know, and I'm just like, well, it's kind of hard with Mommy K's walking around with no clothes on.
Well, and not only that, but what's her name? Why can't I think of anybody's name today? What's the daughter's name?
North.
North lives in California, and the Carters live in New York.
Live in New York?
Yeah. Well, one of the houses, and they got one in Houston, I think. But I think they mainly live in New York.
They can fly back and forth for them children
ain't
to play together.
Ain't nobody doing all that flying for them children to play
so
together.
So them children can play together. Y'all need to stop acting like that.
Whatever, whatever.
Well, have you heard that song on the radio by Solange?
With Lil Wayne?
No, I don't know. No. She sounds like a tweeting bird.
I saw a video of hers, and I actually really did like the song. You know, I really did. You know, people, you know, they kind of sleep on Solange. But, you know, a lot of people, she has a big following.
You said what?
NyQuil.
She has a big following, though. You know, not as big, of course, as Beyonce. But she's doing her own thing, and I think she needs to be commended for that.
Yeah, she does not need to act. She's another Beyonce.
When did she act? Oh, when she was in a cheerleading movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lip hip white girl. I was just like, what?
Yeah.
She's about as bad as Brandy.
Well, Yes,
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
oh,
I did.
No, you. Oh.
Yes, I did.
I'm about to flip over this table.
Chardonnay.
I'm about to flip over this table.
Oh, I missed that one off.
Did you see when she did the Woman of Soul Award on the Soul Train? That girl sang. She did like six of her songs.
I said, who?
That girl. Let me tell you something. Brandy is bad. She just got out of a terrible contract. So now she's sort of free to do, you know.
She done found her wings again.
Yeah, she's kind of free to do her music.
She went behind those wings, too.
Oh, you're such a hater. You're just a hater. You can't hate on Brandy.
Of course not.
You got to give her props.
I let her know when I find them.
She thinks that Monica is better than Brandy.
Absolutely.
You've lost your mind.
Absolutely.
Monica wished she had the career that
Straight
Brandy
demolished
has.
Her on I'm, her own
now
song.
Now, don't get me wrong.
The Boy's Mine.
I like, first of all.
Demolished her.
Brandy's song. Monica was a guest appearance.
I know, but you
That's what I'm saying. She demolished her on her own song.
You have lost your mind.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, you guys, we are out of time here. Thanks for
You have lost your mind. This is my show. This is my show, Hoppo. But just like Tanae said, we are out of time. We thank you guys for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.